Hey there, 欢迎收听2020年 Apple Podcast 十大热门节目通勤学英语 15minutes.today。 我是 John 老师，想在通勤、午休、独自喝咖啡的时间让自己沉浸在英语环境，提升英语力吗？赶快订阅通勤学英语 Podcast， 成为通勤家族的一员。每日 John 老师会带着大家跟读英语时事趣闻，以及与其他资深英文老师们的时事趣闻讨论，陪伴着你一起提升英语力。 Let's get started with today's program。 Stars return to fill the stage, but gaze at many empty seats. Patti LuPone, Hugh Jackman, and Daniel Craig came back to Broadway.Dances filled stages, symphonies reverberated in concert halls, and international theater companies returned to American stages. The resumption of live performance after the long pandemic shutdown brought plenty to cheer about over the past year. But from regional theaters to Broadway, and from local orchestras to grand opera houses, performing arts organizations are reporting persistent drops in attendance.Many presenters anticipate that the softer box office will extend into the upcoming season and perhaps beyond. And some fear that the virus is accelerating long-term trends that have troubled arts organizations for years, including softer ticket sales for many classical music events, the decline of the subscription model for selling tickets at many performing arts organizations,and the increasing tendency among consumers to purchase tickets at the last minute. The concert industry, which attracts young patrons than many other performing arts sectors, has been a real bright spot. Live Nation, the global concert giant, recently reported that it had sold 100 million tickets for the full year, more than in 2019.But scattered hits and crowded concerts can distract from the reality that, for most classical and theatrical institutions and shows, attendance is down. Tickets prices are depressed, productions are fewer, and memberships or subscriptions have fallen. Broadway offers the most obvious and stark evidence of diminished attendance and its economic consequences. During the 2021-2022 season,which started slow and late as the industry gradually reopened, there were 6,860 performances seen by 6.7 million people, grossing $845 million. By contrast, during the 2018-2019 season, the last full season before the pandemic,There were 13,590 performances seen by 14.8 million people, grossing $1.8 billion. Even far from Broadway, numbers are mostly down. I'd be a liar if I said I was happy, said Brian Kelsey, managing director of Peninsula Players Theater in Door County, Wisconsin. I don't know if people are out of the habit or unaware,or if the clientele that had come is now more interested in outdoor beer gardens. I just know that we're definitely seeing a downturn.
Thanks for tuning in. 记得我们每日跟读精选词汇以及 Intense Podcast 节目都在各大 Podcast 平台同步放送。也欢迎分享我们官网 www.15minutes.today 以及 Facebook 粉专给亲朋好友。同情学英语 ,improving your English on the go. Catch you in the next one. 我们下期见。